We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Adam Edwards. It's Friday, December 5th, 2025. Today's World News Roundup brings you this week's top headlines from around the world. First, Congress opened an investigation this week into U.S. military strikes on alleged drug trafficking boats in the Caribbean. This comes after a report by the Washington Post was published, which alleged that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth gave an order to, quote, kill them all, end quote. Hegseth has denied the comments. Next, the death toll from a deadly apartment complex fire in Hong Kong continues to rise. As of Wednesday, 159 people have died and around 31 are still missing. This is Hong Kong's deadliest fire since 1948. The presidents of Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of the Congo signed a peace deal in Washington, D.C. during a ceremony yesterday. The deal aims to end a conflict between the Congolese army and military group M23, which is backed by Rwanda. Both leaders signed the U.S.-brokered deal formally in June. However, conditions of the agreement have still not been met, and violence still takes place in the eastern Congo. Next, Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in Delhi yesterday for a two-day visit with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. India and Russia are close allies, and Modi and Putin plan to sign multiple deals during this visit. Lastly, Ireland, Slovenia, the Netherlands, and Spain all pulled out of Eurovision 2026 yesterday after Israel was allowed to compete in protest of the country's actions in Gaza. Moving over now towards local news, the Crisis Nursery's Children's Holiday Shop is open today from 3 to 7 p.m. and tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Orpheum. WPGU News correspondent Gavin Westlake spoke with Russell Zillman, the Assistant Director of Development and Marketing for the Crisis Nursery, about the importance of the shop.
So what's really exciting about this is that it's probably a lot of these kids' first opportunity to be giving a gift instead of receiving one. And I think it could really teach them how exciting it is to give a gift instead of receive one. You know, that feeling and that smile you get when someone you love opens a gift and they love it, that's priceless.
But the event also serves a more important purpose, as Zillman continued.
It's all to support the nursery, specifically our Safe Children team. Those are the individuals that care for the children specifically, that do the intakes with the families, that put them to bed and everything.
For more information on the holiday shop, please visit crisisnursery.net. Meanwhile, across Wright Street tomorrow, High & Fiber Rugs is having its grand opening in Urbana's Lincoln Square Mall. What started as a COVID-19 pandemic hobby, owner Brittany Hyen started selling her pieces at the Urbana Farmers Market, moving on to larger craft fairs and becoming more involved in the local community. Hyen stated that, quote, "I feel like a lot of life is coming into that weird little mall, and I'm excited to be a part of it," end quote. In the new studio storefront, customers will be able to buy wholesale goods and pieces by Hyen and other artists, as well as attend rug tufting workshops hosted by Hyen herself. If you're looking to support a local artist, be sure to attend the Hyen Fiber Rugs grand opening. Now, just across the street from Lincoln Square Mall, the Urbana Free Library is hosting the Illinois Family Roots Pilot Program this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. The community-based project focuses on DNA testing and genealogical research. The goal is to help Illinois residents discover and reconnect with their African heritage. The event includes an overview of the program, a form for questions, and an opportunity to provide your DNA sample on site with the assistance of a trained team member. DNA kits are available free of charge to eligible Illinois participants. Now, moving over to sports, Illinois women's basketball begins conference play tomorrow against Indiana, with tip-off set for 11 a.m. at State Farm Center. Illinois comes into the game with a 7-1 record overall, with Oregon State as their only loss, and remains undefeated at home after winning Tuesday night's game against Bellarmine. Illinois has been led by sophomore forward Barry Wallace so far, averaging 18.3 points per game and ranks second on the team with 6.6 rebounds per game, just behind freshman forward Sierra Parchment's 7.8. Indiana enters tomorrow's game with an 8-1 record, having only lost to 10th-ranked Iowa State. Indiana's leaders have been senior guard Shay Chesky, averaging 24.4 points per game, and sophomore forward Zania Soka Nguman, averaging 9 rebounds per game. The game will feature State Farm Center's brunch and ball and student pajama party promotions, with a halftime air mattress race. Tomorrow's matchup will be broadcast live on the Big Ten Network. For tickets and more information, visit FightingIllini.com. Over on to college football, Illinois finished the regular season going 8-4 after a memorable 20-13 win against rival Northwestern on senior night. This comes as extremely disappointing to some as Illinois started the season ranked number 12 in the country, getting up to as high as number 9. Expectations were high with the much-anticipated return of senior quarterback Luke Altmaier. Nonetheless, Illinois had the most home wins at East Memorial Stadium in a two-year span in program history over the last 2 years. The final game for these legendary seniors will be announced Sunday. Illinois is highly expected to play an SEC team in late December in either the Music City Bowl or the ReliaQuest Bowl. Possible opponents include Tennessee or Missouri. Illinois defeated an SEC team last year in the Citrus Bowl, beating South Carolina 21-17. Illinois looks to repeat a similar feat this year, providing these seniors with a memorable experience to conclude their college careers on a winning note. Tune in to WPGU News Monday to find out where the Fighting Illini will spend their Christmas or perhaps their New Year's. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out DailyIllini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Zaina Qureshi, Gavin Westlake, Olivia Ray-Balone, Grace Avila, Adam Edwards, and Joshua Applebaum. From WPGU News, this has been Adam Edwards.